You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan is number one in the nation for loans being issued to small businesses. It turns out the Small Business Administration's Michigan district backed 1,221 loans to the tune of nearly $344 million, and that was in the first 8 months of this fiscal year. That puts the SBA's Michigan District Office right at the top of the national heap in terms of 7A lending. Now, the 7A loan is the SBA's flagship lending program. It provides banks a guarantee of 50 to 90% on small business loans. David Sowerby is an economist with Loomis Sayles in Bloomfield Hills, where he joins us from. Hello, David.
Good afternoon, Cindy.
Why is it that Michigan is number one in small business loans? What's happening here?
I think there are two factors. First, we know that there's been a absolute cyclical rebound for the state in the last three-plus years. Michigan has been one of the faster-growing states when it comes to manufacturing job growth, when it comes to decline in the unemployment rate compared to other states. When I look at Michigan simply and add together job growth plus income growth, and combine the two and call it prosperity. On a prosperity measure, Michigan has been outpacing the U.S. for the last 3 years. And then the second factor is that I think the banks have become more friendly, more receptive to the long-term potential for Michigan, and the combination of the two has led to Michigan being number one in small business lending.
Now, when you talk about that prosperity calculation, Is the fact that Michigan's got this rate of growth because things were so bad that any improvement looks huge?
That is certainly the case. If you look at just how difficult it was for the state, not simply in the 2008-2009 recession, but going back for the last 12 or 13 years, that Michigan was consistently underperforming the country for job and income growth. And then along comes the Great Recession, and we get hit very hard. Coming out of that, Michigan has certainly improved from the very low levels. That's been a contributing factor. Now, I think encouragingly, we've put together more secular or structural opportunities for Michigan that I think give us the better potential to win over the next 5 to 10 years that go beyond simply a cyclical rebound from depressed levels.
Now, when you talk about cyclical rebound, what that tells me is that what we've been through, as tough as it is, it just part of the economic life cycle in Michigan?
We know from looking at the Michigan economy, whether it's 20 years, 50 years, or longer, that we do suffer more in recessions than the rest of the country does because of our greater reliance on more cyclical industries, such as the motor vehicle industry. That's always been the case. There was certainly the case in the 1990s when Michigan enjoyed, I think, very good excess return or outperformance compared to the U.S. But when you look over a 50-year cycle, when times are good coming out of recessions, we do better. When we go into recessions, unfortunately, we get hit harder. That's the natural pro-cyclicality of Michigan business.
All right, let's drill down into this small business activity. What does it really mean that lenders are so clearly open to the needs of small businesses in Michigan, clearly with some hand-holding from the Small Business Administration?
Well, I wouldn't declare victory yet, but I think it's a more compelling sign that when you get into the weeds, that a more greater number of financial institutions have said that they see longer-term potential in Michigan, whether it's the east side of the state and its manufacturing bias to a still very untold story for what's taken place on the west side of the state with very meaningful growth rates in the Grand Rapids area and beyond. That's been very compelling. So the more opportunistic lenders have said, we believe in Michigan's opportunity structurally over the longer term, and we're going to commit to it. And that's essential because small business needs capital to grow and to flourish. And without that capital, whether it's from the banking industry or it could be from alternative financing measures, you simply have to have capital availability to get growth off the floor, to see fledgling companies get the opportunity to grow.
It's the lifeblood.
It is. It's the lifeblood, along with backing it up with sales, revenue, profits, cash flow. That's the byproduct of I think lending based on, you know, does this company have smart management? Does it have a business model that fits? Is it going to grow? It's simply not always the financials, but belief that management is going to take it to a higher level. Because anytime you're a lender, whether you're a bond investor or a bank lender, you name it, you want to get paid back, and you need to be paid back on these loans. And that's, I think, where we're seeing more risk and entrepreneurial taking in Michigan is in small business lending.
This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty speaking with David Sowerby, who's an economist with Loomis Sayles in Bloomfield Hills. As we look at the fact that Michigan is number one in the nation for loans being issued to small businesses, and that comes from the Small Business Administration's Michigan District, top of the heap in the nation in terms of backing loans to small businesses. David, who is getting the money? What kinds of businesses? Does it go beyond manufacturing and autos?
It certainly goes beyond manufacturing and autos too. You know, in any industry, life sciences, could be in the food industry. It could be across the board. We've seen business services begin to recover. There's certainly areas where Michigan needs to compete better. I think in the financial service industry, Michigan has seen a more secular decline over the last 20 plus years. That has to improve. While manufacturing is doing much better, I think construction has been lagging, particularly not residential construction, but on the commercial and in the industrial side. So those are still areas that I think Michigan needs to see a continuation of what good has happened in motor vehicles, what good has happened in health sciences, what good has happened with the universities prompting more entrepreneurial spirits, animal spirits, and that has to continue to improve. And frankly, it just doesn't have to improve at the state setting the table right for businesses to do well, but I'd be remiss if I didn't say I do get disappointed at what our federal government does to sometimes kill those animal spirits in the form of either direct taxation or indirect taxation via regulation.
Yeah, because I wanted your thoughts on what needed to happen on a state and a national level to help our recovery along.
Well, the state has done the right thing, I think, by reforming the corporate income tax. And Michigan is a top 20 states in business competitiveness. That's not my opinion. It's from the Tax Foundation. Other organizations, too, rank Michigan quite well on the competitiveness side. I think that the improvements we've made to more certainty on the corporate income tax has done Michigan wonders for the long-term potential. Yet at the same time, I look at the federal government in Washington and just shake my head and think, you can do better. You can do better for your citizens. You can do better for business.
David, is there any downside or risk in making so many loans to small businesses?
It's simply if you don't get paid back.
Okay.
Pretty basic, but we saw in 2005, 2006, 2007 with the most recent classic example in the housing industry that there were loans made based on unsound or less than favorable financials. I think we've learned our lesson, hopefully, that, you know, that good, sound, but still, you know, measured risk in business lending will be rewarded.
So based on what we're talking about, what would you tell someone listening to us right now who has a small business or harbors the dream to have a small business?
Don't let the federal government diminish your animal spirits and your entrepreneurial activity. I can tell you as a economist slash portfolio manager, the people I work with the most are the people who at certain points in their time recognize that there's risk in not taking risk and the ability to start your own business, work hard, do well by your customers, do it for that reason, not for any monetary gain, and you will win. That simple.
Economist and portfolio manager David Sowerby. He's with Loomis Sayles, and he spoke to us today from their office in Bloomfield Hills. David, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Cindy.